Test 82, Section 1, Question 24. This is basically an inference question, but it's what must be false. So what do we know is proven perfectly wrong? When a bill comes before a legislative body, majority are usually prepared to vote for it. So when it comes, most are ready. Moreover, when a bill is first unlikely to get approval by a majority, a compromise regarding content is usually possible. So even when it's not likely, you can get a compromise, allowing it to its passage, so then it'll work. Such compromises are impossible, however, when the bill concerns an issue of fundamental importance to a large block of representatives. Now, there's our really strong statement. So you can't get a compromise when the bill concerns issues of fundamental importance to a large block of representatives. So we want to know what's going to be false here. Compromises regarding issues of fundamental importance to large blocks of representatives usually do not enable the passage of any bill into law. Seems like the compromises regarding issues usually do not enable the passage of any bill. I don't think that we have proof against that. Most bills that do not concern any issue of fundamental importance to any large block in the legislature pass. We have more proof for it than against it. Most bills concerning issues of fundamental importance to a large block fail. Of representatives pass into law as a result of compromises over the contents. Actually, we have pretty much evidence against that because it says compromises are impossible when you have a fundamental issue. So you can't have most of fundamental importance pass because compromises are impossible. So C is going to be our correct answer there. This is one where we just take it and go. D and E, most bills concern the issue of fundamental importance. Possible, could go either way. Most bills do not concern any issues. Possible, could go either way. So C is going to be our correct response there.